Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
You have dedicated yourself to our country in so many different and beautiful ways, and we're going to do this. We're going to win.
Vice President Kamala Harris ending speculation Tuesday, praising Minnesota Governor Tim Walz when announcing him as her running mate. With less than 100 days until Election Day, the duo made their first official appearance at a Philadelphia rally. Progressives backed Walz on policy, but he's also a small-town Midwestern white guy with a friendly dad vibe. Democratic power broker and former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi calls Walz an optimistic, down-the-middle politician who will appeal to undecided and swing voters.
He's a heartland of America Democrat, and he was the chair of our Veterans Affairs Committee. And I don't want anybody to forget that, because he made tremendous, tremendous gains for our veterans.
Republicans wasted no time attacking him. Former President Donald Trump's running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, says Walz let Minneapolis burn during the protests after the murder of George Floyd.
Make an interesting tag team because, of course, Tim Walz allowed rioters to burn down Minneapolis in the summer of 2020. And then the few who got caught, Kamala Harris helped bail them out of jail.
The Harris campaign is starting to highlight former Trump officials and other prominent Republicans who oppose the former president. Mesa, Arizona Mayor John Giles is one of those endorsing Harris.
The time has come for us as Arizona Republicans to admit the obvious, which is that our party's nominee is not qualified for office, and that we need to vote for the adult in the room, and that is Kamala Harris.
Voters in Missouri's 1st Congressional District headed to the polls Tuesday. Representative Cori Bush faces a challenge from St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell, who's supported by a pro-Israel lobbying group. They oppose Bush's stance on Gaza, which she has not backed away from.
We know the death and destruction that war brings. We know how the impact of war goes beyond the war zone, and it goes beyond the time zone.
Bush could be the second high-profile progressive to lose in a primary this year for opposing Israel after New York's Jamal Bowman. A Tufts University study says more than 40 million members of Gen Z will be eligible to vote in November. Former Republican Congressman Peter Roskam says more needs to be done to engage them on issues they care about.
Once the shine wears off on new face of a candidacy, it's the responsibility of a campaign to reach out and to say, here's why what I'm talking about matters.
And finally, a Nevada court has rejected a Republican effort to limit mail-in voting. The Silver State counts mailed ballots without a postmark up to 3 days after the election and postmarked ballots for up to four. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.